Historically, country and tribal leadership was hereditary. Today, in most of developed countries, their rulers are chosen by the people. Organizations have committees that appoint people to their board. Various religious denominations have councils of elders from where the worthiest person is picked for the highest title. And people ask, who and how appoints a new Hasidic Rebbe, a leader of a Hasidic community, like let's say the Lubavitch Rebbe, or a leader of a different Hasidic movement? Well, a Hasidic Rebbe is not appointed and is not elected. There is no council of elders and there is no committee. First of all, the majority of Jewish leaders since the times of Moses did not want to be leaders and were first trying to get out of this job. The same was true for the founder of the Hasidic movement, Baal Shem Tov, and subsequent Hasidic leaders as well. We are used to the fact that in order to occupy a public or a political office, you need to submit your candidacy and then work hard on proving to everyone that you will be better at this job than anyone else. Jewish leaders have never done this, and on the contrary, they did the opposite. Sometimes, rabbis emerged from being Torah teachers or community rabbis who gained popularity. Sometimes, Jews saw in their community a righteous person and they wanted this person to become their mentor. They would ask him if they can become his Hasidim, which means followers. In other words, the emergence of a new Rebbe is somewhat of a natural process. The only voting that takes place there is the voting that people do with their feet. A Rebbe that attracts more people gathers a larger Hasidic community. For this reason, after a passing of a Rebbe, sometimes his movement can even split because some of his Hasidim now want to follow one righteous person and others a different one. Also for this reason, new Hasidic Rebbes and new Hasidic movements appear and so on. A Rebbe has three main functions. The first one is he is a Torah teacher. For us, the Torah is not only an academic subject, but a guide for life. Therefore, a Torah teacher becomes your mentor and shapes your worldview. The second one is that a Rebbe is a tzaddik, a righteous person whose body and all physical aspects of life are controlled by his soul. Therefore, his thoughts and his desires are only spiritual. This enables a tzaddik to give blessings and advice that come from the higher realms. Videos and interviews have documented countless thousands of cases in which the Lubavitch Rebbe helped people in ways that cannot be explained according to the laws of nature. The third, and probably the main role of a Rebbe, is that he helps people to reveal their own soul. The Kabbalah says that a Rebbe, a leader of Jewish people, carries within himself particles of the souls of people of his generation. This allows him to help those who come to him for spiritual assistance to make their soul more expressed, to grow, and to become a little better. When a person sees that a righteous man can do these three things for him, he then considers to become a Hasid of this righteous man, which means that this righteous man is now going to be his Rebbe.